Good evening, everyone. Please sit. I very much like that we have our stewardship at the end of the year after harvest time. It is a way that we can be mindful of the harvests we have received in life and how best we can share that bounty with those at God's table, our community at St. Thomas, one of the seats at this table. One of the greatest joys of my workday, Monday through Friday experience, is to feed the office fish in the pond out in front of our building. It goes like this. As soon as I open the gate and I call to them, and they recognize my voice as the one who feeds them, the herd of 12 various sized koi approach the edge of the pond. They know my voice when I call to them. They come out from their tunnel under the bridge where they'd spent the night. They open their mouths like they are priming the pump in eager anticipation for what they are about to receive. I tell them how beautiful they are and point out their colors and tell them how much I love them. There's a particular one that has an orange large dot on his head. He always comes the closest. And he's almost so close, I could probably touch him. Everyone in the office is amazed at this, and the rest of my team has a good laugh when they notice my antics and how the fish behave when I call and speak so kindly to them. What's interesting to me is that they eat in proportion to their size. Somehow they decide among themselves in some unknown to me fish language. They use what I'm giving them in proportion to what is needed to maintain the health and prosperity in their corner of the fish world. The fish understand this instinctively, the importance of sharing in proportion, and do it willingly and gladly. It is as if creation itself is hardwired for this concept. Proportional giving recognizes that giving back to God is a journey, and that tithing is a level of giving to work toward. We start from where we are now. Now is a good time. And the beautiful thing for me is receiving the gift in the act of giving, in something that happens from extending my hand with the food over the pond. In the rest of my work in design, we talk often about proportion of a space, how things maintain balance. Really, this is about the relationship of objects, plants, or elements in the space of a landscape. This is really important. Without proportion, a garden is skewed and disharmonious. Larger plants will engulf the others, stealing the light and the nutrition from the soil, the rainfall. In a healthy ecosystem, in a natural space, this balance and proportion happens by itself, established by divine order, not influenced by us. In a garden, we are the one establishing the order, mirroring the relationship we see in nature, where there is a balance, a relationship to the big trees, understory trees, large and small shrubs, the ground covers, and the grasses. It's important to know what the plants will become. And even a 70-foot tree starts as a seedling. The beauty and the proportion lies in enough for all and the relationship of each to the other in this plant community. Planting the garden is to imagine the future, to lend my gifts of labor to the space in order that the birds will have seed, shelter for the winter among the dry grasses, that beneficial insects that are drawn to a garden free of pesticides will in turn help my neighbor combat pests in her garden and maybe even down the block. This is what is so grand about proportional giving. It is something that has the capacity to grow, piece at a time, season after season, year after year. The plants grow from something that started so small. The plant will make flowers, which then will make seeds. Much comes from one. It just needs to be planted, then carefully tended. All the talents in today's gospel story point to how what we are given is meant to be used for others. Money, according to my father's advice, only has value in what we do with it. Otherwise, it is only paper or metal or a digital image in our e-accounts. I'm grateful today that I can harvest words from my father to share with you today. And we are accountable in this proportion to what we are given to then offer, to extend. The opposite of this is hoarding. We see that in the third servant's behavior. Hoarding is keeping what God gave us and staying small in fearfulness. It is about both not knowing and not trusting God. It is not believing that God's gifts to us, planted, shared in proportion to what we are given, will grow and flourish as his kingdom here on earth. Flourish. I love that word. Burst into bloom. It is how we should describe ourselves as people of faith. Flourishing. When I designed a garden and plant a garden, there is always a grand hope of the flourishing. One of the best aspects of it is in the imagination of the not yet and the not quite. If we use our gifts and talents to bless others and to serve Jesus, God, like a wise investor, will increase our gifts so that the kingdom of heaven will flourish. Jesus entrusts us with his creatures in the gifts he has given to us. In the giving, we remember that Jesus gave, what God gave. We believe that we are God's people. Proportional giving, just as we read in today's gospel, is our call as God's people. Here's a story. I asked a leaf the other day whether it was frightened because it was autumn and all the other leaves were falling. The leaf told me no. During the whole spring and summer, I was completely alive. I worked hard to help nourish the tree, and now much of me is the tree. I am not limited by this form. I am also the whole tree, and when I go back to the soil, I will continue to nourish the tree. So I don't worry at all. As I leave this branch and float to the ground, I will wave to the tree and tell her, "I will see you again very soon." We know this little story to be sacramental. We know that the leaf, each of thousands and thousands on a tree, and I know this as the majority of my neighbor's leaves have presented themselves in the corner where my front wall meets the garage, waiting for me to collect them. All these trees, in their time, drew the gift of light from the sun that's divinely and perfectly made in order that it, by this transformed sun energy, provides nourishment for the majesty of the community that's that tree. Each leaf is important to the tree. The tree's ability to survive and thrive depends on the proportional giving of each leaf, regardless of its individual size, as a contribution to the whole. Gathering. Our gatherings are limited now compared to what we have had in other years of our lives. As we come to our Thanksgiving holiday, there may be fewer of us gathering around tables. We are not gathering in church the way we might like. The poet Nobel laureate Miwash said this in his poem Angels, "Do what you can." This is meant as a call to action. What are we called to do at this time? What are we able to do? Gather our prayers for the year as we gather the leaves that have fallen. Gather in our minds the aspects of the talents that we have been so graciously given. gather like the blessings and abundance we have to share, how these times of change can change us, to consider our talents differently, and what we can do to nourish and to help flourish those at tables we may not physically share. There's a ginkgo tree about a block from my home. The leaves fall around its base like a golden halo. What remains are the buds, the promise of next year's leaves. Nourished by the leaves remaining at the base, the ones the tree let go. It speaks more of a promise of new than a farewell.